Validation of compost produced from invasive species as a propagation substrate in an ecological restoration process. By Maria Catalina Azula Barrera. Abstract, Introduction. The control and management of invasive species generates high volumes of waste material whose management and disposal becomes a problem. The use of this waste material through the composting process could lead to a substrate with potential use as germination and propagation substrate of native species, therefore giving possible solutions to the quantitative mass generated in the control. Objective. Validate the compost produced from invasive species as a potential substrate for propagation and growth of native species within the process of ecological restoration in Bogota, Colombia. Methodology. 50 seeds of 3 native species were sown in 5 treatments with different proportions of black soil and compost. The compost raw materials were Ulex europaeus L. and Genistamon spicellana L. L.A.S. Johnson. To evaluate its use, germination, mortality, epigeal and hypogeal growth were measured. Results. Verbena gracilaria S.F. Blake showed the highest germination in the substrate with 100% compost followed by 0% compost, 75, 50 and 25% respectively. Dodinia viscosa L. J.A.C.Q. showed a germination gradient of 75 compost, followed by 50, 100, 0 and 25%. Durantramutis ELF had an inverse germination gradient. The substrate with 25% compost caused the lowest germination and highest mortality of Dodinia viscosa and Verbena gracilaria. Dodinia viscosa grew best in substrates with 75% compost, with the highest germination value. Root growth, aerial development and biomass generated. Conclusions. Compost from invasive species can be used as a substrate for the propagation of native species in early stages. The expression of invasive species was not evidenced, being an alternative to reduce the demand of soil.